feeling like a million since I got you living in.
We are pieces of a whole with different feelings to evoke, giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seed to sow. Let your heart of hearts take you down the road. Everybody's got a seed to sow.
Well, we're in Sanford. Rufus, you just missed Johnny Cash because you were politicking there. I'm sorry, it just drifted right on by. Johnny Cash and your favorite song.
My favorite song is right.
maybe we'll get Jason to play it again. Jason, do you have that available? Can you play it one more time?
Good morning, friends.
Good morning, friends.
Everything went right from the morning since the morning you did.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning, friends.
Feeling like a million since I got you living in.
I'm not going to sing back.
Thank you.
Now
I can go on with
okay
my day.
Now. Okay. Right. You like that, Mike? You like that? Okay. Okay. He doesn't care. We're back in the Sanford Farmers Market. Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Back in sanity.
Sanity and tranquility and thank goodness for it all. But Kelly Ladotti is executive director of downtown Sanford. We were talking about this city, how it's grown, how it's on the move. It really is, and so is this farmers market, and so are the master gardeners for the Lee County. We were hoping that Amanda Wilkins was going to be here, but she has something much more important to deal with, like a baby. This morning, so we're gonna let that go on by and talk about the farmers market. The master gardeners have a special thing today too.
They are over at City Hall today at the Municipal Center having Bee City Field Day. So that's a program that's been set up with the Master Gardeners and Amanda, and then Liz Whitmore, she's with the Historic Preservation here in the city and the Appearance Commission.
Right.
And so we have some beehives over there, and
wow,
they're celebrating bees today.
Yeah, that is such an art and a science to that. Have you ever tried to work with beehives?
No.
That takes dedication.
We've had them on the show, as you know.
We have. We've had some. It's a marvelous world, the bee world, and so intricate and complicated, and we need them so badly. So, that's at City Hall?
Yes, so it's over at 225 East Weatherspoon Street, so just about a mile, a hop, skip, and a jump right from where we are right now.
Yeah, and so are a lot of these businesses. Thanks so much to Carolina Town and Country Hardware and Gross Farms and Ag South and all the businesses around here, all the vendors, for making this possible. We're so glad to be here this morning and glad to be in the city of Sanford. You all have done a great job.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us. And I invite everyone back next week for Strawberry Jammin'.
Tell me about that. That's really an interesting concept.
So we're going to be crawling our way through downtown. So you can start your day here at the farmer's market.
Not literally.
Okay. But you can enjoy food and different beverages and desserts all through downtown next Saturday by coming to the Strawberry Jammin'. So you'll start here at the farmer's market, featured all things strawberry here. They're going to have a bike here that you can make a smoothie with. So come on, they're going to put some strawberries and some. One of Bill's team's going to come over and they're going to ask you to hop on a bike and pedal and make a smoothie.
My goodness.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, well, I have a, I don't know whether you're here or not, Kelly, but I mentioned it. At the state farmer's market, they have a strawberry dessert contest every year.
Oh.
And Mike has judged on it. I've judged on it, and I've bloated myself to death on it. And it's a wonderful gathering. About 20 people entered last year. And I remember I chose the strawberry shortcake that came in a mason jar. So that's something to think about, a strawberry dessert day.
Well, yeah, and a lady came by a few minutes ago, not long ago, I guess the last hour.
Yeah,
and
said
she bought a bunch
cake.
Of
bread.
Oh, bread.
Yeah.
She was making strawberry bread, which I've never.
Well, I had strawberry
about.
Muffins last weekend for the first
Yum.
Time. A friend of mine made those for me.
Yum.
They were delicious.
Yeah.
Well, you can come next week and try 17 different things here in downtown Sanford and tell us what you like better. We've got things all the way from a cookie to a strawberry beer to a burger
gosh.
With strawberries.
Oh, who am I lecturing to here?
Strawberry beer. I mean, does it actually
all things
have a flavor of?
It and it's called the strawberry jam and beer.
Wow.
It's a pale ale.
Wow.
I mean, there are all kinds of beer now. I mean, it's a popular thing. Strawberry beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That could be a wild time in Sanford next week.
You don't want to miss it. It'll be 3 days, actually. We're going to start with a concert on Thursday night.
The reporter in me is intrigued by all of this, like something I should cover. But thank you for letting us know about that. What else is going on that y'all are
We're kicking off the season right now, so we're excited. The city's got a summer concert series that they'll be doing. We are active from now until December. So, truly, you could tune in and find something to do every single weekend here in Sanford.
Do you garden?
I would like to say that I can, but no, sir. I have a green thumb in the house. I have lots of houseplants.
Okay.
Well, that's gardening.
Well, that is.
Yeah.
The trick with that is to not overfeed and not overwater, right?
My husband wants to be a gardener.
He wants to be?
He wants to be, but he's not been real successful
yet. Buy him a shovel.
Well, he has them. And we've done raised beds, but we've just not been real.
Well, that's pretty big deal.
Yeah.
He started a raised bed. Did he build them?
He built them himself.
Wow.
He tended to them, but then somehow by the end of the summer we forget to water.
Oh.
Well, you do get busy, and I understand that.
These Sanford summers need watering about every day.
They do, and the deer are a fit. He even built a fence. Somehow they made their way inside that fence, too. So.
Got to be 10 feet.
Yes.
At least.
At least.
Well, we were off air a while ago, and I was telling Kelly that my wife is formerly North Carolina's historic preservation officer and had a lot to do with Main Street. And she rates Sanford as one
Loves
of the
it.
Best in North Carolina
and I
for
see
your
why.
Programs.
Thank you. We really believe in our historic preservation here. You can tell that we've not done a lot of painting to our buildings. And the buildings that have paint on them, I don't know if you noticed as you came in, but we have 15 pieces of public art murals on our buildings.
Yeah. Tell me about the Buggy Building, because my father-in-law, we were sitting in Yarborough many years ago, and he was talking about the caisson and all the buggies that were built in there.
So it did start originally as the Buggy Building, and then as you can see, since we're outside of this building right now, as you look up, you see that the brick changed color.
Yeah.
Well, that's because during World War II, they actually had to add a whole nother level to the building to produce, I think all of my historians out there, hopefully they're holding me correct, I think that they build parts to submarines, and they didn't have...
Wow.
It wasn't big enough for what they needed to do, so you can see that they added a complete other floor to the building.
Oh, my goodness.
And then inside of it, there's actually a buggy hanging, which was an example of what was built there many, many years ago.
So you could visit and see that?
You can. You can go into the back of the building, and you'll see that there's the buggy hanging right there in the building.
Neat. I want to see that. And there's a beautiful building with kind of a cupola.
It is
there.
That's the old town hall.
Yeah.
And so right to the left of that was also the fire department.
Yeah, he talked about the fire department, too.
Yes. So on June 1st, we have a Classics to Custom car show. And so what's really cool is we park Old Betsy, which is our old fire truck, very, very old fire truck, right in front of that building. And then all of this road is lined with classic cars. So it looks really pretty.
Now, that would drive Mike crazy.
Yeah, I would love
that. He's a car freak.
I love that.
That car show has multiplied year after year. It's been really exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Extraordinary.
57 Chevrolet.
That was good. 55. All of that. I kind of like the Corvettes, though.
Yeah.
The fast stuff. But, yeah, we keep avoiding the rain, too. I think we're holding that rain off.
Hopefully so. There's a lot going on today. We even have some proms here in the community today. So.
Oh, my goodness. We do not want to mess up anybody's hair today.
We don't.
Or those beautiful outfits, because they're going to want to show them off, right? They're going to be walking around all over the place. Yeah.
That's right.
Let's hold off the rain today. What is involved? What are some of the things? I've seen a lot of flowers go out of here. So there's some great flower growers.
Yeah, what's been exciting about this market is that it's really changed just from originally produce to more produce now, but value-added product as well as several flower vendors. This year, I believe Meredith has been able to even lock in a seafood vendor, which has been nice. We haven't had that in a while. I walked around this morning, and I saw three other meat vendors. We've got bakers here,
wow.
Bread makers.
Yeah, I saw bagels up there a moment ago. And
she makes sourdough.
Bread. Oh, I love sourdough.
Yeah.
It's all from sourdough. So it's exciting, the variety that we have here at our farmer's market.
Well, thank you so much. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to come back. We'd love to hear from you more before we leave.
I'm going to head over to the BCD Field Day.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy.
So, thank
enjoy.
You
Give
so
our
much
best
for
over there.
Me.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right. My goodness, Kelly Lodate is the executive director of Downtown Sanford. And Michelle Hamilton has been sitting with us this morning. And Carol, I'm so patient. It's quite a day. Everybody seems to be having a good time out here today.
Oh, definitely.
Carolina Town and Country Hardware, and y'all, we talked about the chickens. Y'all handle a lot of other things there.
Yes, we do. So we're a feed and pet store. So if it's an animal just about, we'll take care of you. We even, there's a zoo, Aloha Safari Zoo. We even supply them and their exotic animals. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so.
How about that? Yeah. So you could get all of your, and I've seen a lot of pets, a lot of dogs walk through here. You handle all kinds of pet supplies.
Yeah, we have pet supplies. We have feed from anything from, you know, a small mouse all the way up to a horse. Or, like I said, we're helping the zoo out there with, I think they have a giraffe out there and some lions.
So you have giraffe food.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now look at that dog. My goodness. Well, that's a beauty. He probably eats the same thing the giraffe does. You think so? I don't know.
Well, what I'm intrigued, Michelle, you say you supply food. Now, lions don't eat cat food. So
no.
Do you do any of that?
Yeah, what do lions eat?
So it's we get, like, it's through Missouri, and they make, like, their exotic animal foods. So it's all special order stuff, of course, but I think they have, like, it's similar to cat food, what they feed.
Yeah, well,
the
you don't dress out a 10-point buck and feed it to the lions.
No.
They don't handle that. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Grains. A lot of it is grain, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That you feed. How about that? Well, it sounds like an interesting place. What else do y'all have there?
We of course have the baby chicks. We got, right now we've got rabbits.
Is there a big call? Do people raise rabbits or?
Yeah, we have some that raise them as pets, and then a really growing industry, I think, right now is raising rabbits for meat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely starting to take off, too.
Right. We always see them at the state fair, and I guess they still have that. They did away with that area, which disappointed me. They did away with that little rabbit house.
Oh, fantastic.
But
yeah.
The commissioner is always building, and they've torn that down. They've upgraded
and
everything.
The chicken, the exotic chickens, too.
Yeah.
I love
exotic chickens.
Oh, yeah.
One time we had two rabbits named Bunny and Clyde.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that nice? That's something to consider. You might suggest that to the next rabbit people coming out.
I will definitely do
people,
that.
That's two people to buy rabbits.
I have rabbits myself, so maybe that's what I need to do next time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you raise them for?
I raise them for meat, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the best part is I live in a subdivision, so I'm sure I got neighbors that are looking, what is she doing?
Now, my wife grew up on a farm. I know she's had rabbit. I've never had rabbits. Do you eat rabbits?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Growing up?
We raised them for meat one time.
Mike, did you eat rabbit growing up? You did? You did? Oh,
yeah.
How about that?
Good,
well,
lean
really,
meat. Good lean meat.
I feel like I'm missing something here. Good gracious.
It's just like chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. I had octopus on this trip that I went on. I guarantee you that didn't taste like chicken.
Well,
the suction cups were very fishy.
Well, I could definitely see that, but with rabbit, yeah. You can literally, any recipe that's for chicken, you can substitute rabbit, and it'll taste the same.
Tender?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you process your own rabbits?
I do.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
We won't hurt any little tender feelings.
A real entrepreneur here. I didn't realize. Well,
it's all part of nature.
It's part of nature. And how do we get to Carolina Town and Country?
How do we get to it?
Yeah.
I'm terrible with directions. You don't want to ask.
All right. Is there somebody else we should ask?
So.
Look it up.
It's the best I can say is it's off Horner Boulevard.
Okay, well, we came in on Horner Boulevard. Yeah.
You sure of that?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah, it's on Main Street, so right there where the McDonald's is and the Arby's. You turn down towards the Arby's, and then we're
well,
right
why don't
there.
You give us the exact address for those that love to use GPS?
Yeah, 710 East Main Street.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Just put it in your GPS. It'll take you right there. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, if you ask me, you'll end up in Chapel Hill.
Well, that's a good place, too. Yeah. That's a good place, too. I don't know if they serve rabbit there or not.
Oh, I doubt that. I doubt it.
At least not on game day. Oh, my. You're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. You know, every time you buy a bag of black cow, you're helping the environment. And their process helps to repurpose manure, and so it is environmentally friendly and, you know, it's beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture, too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with black cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and black cow. For more details, check the website, blackcow, that's spelled with a K, .com. More coming up on WPTF, it's 9:25. PTF, Mike Rayleigh here. We're at the Sanford Farmers Market, and so many people coming in. This is a very popular farmers market, and thanks to all the folks at Carolina Town Country Hardware. What an interesting place that is. Gross Farms and Ag South for helping us be, and all the folks, all the vendors here today. And Brother Bill over at the Extension Service, and Kelly Ladate, who is the executive director of the downtown Sanford. She was with us. So many nice people here today. Michelle Hamilton and let's see, Meredith Farf. I haven't seen her. She must be all over the place because she's with the Extension Service. There she is over there. She's with the Extension Service. She's also an entomologist, but she works with the Extension Service and is kind of a go-between with the a liaison, as it were, with the farmers markets. And what a neat idea. We'll talk to her more coming up here on WPTF. Richard, good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty well. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you very much.
And
I'm glad somebody's glad that I'm back. Rufus was this morning.
Oh, yeah. 6:45 in my house. It looked like a long black limousine carting me off to the morgue.
Yeah.
Well, the funeral home staff decided they'd have a team-building exercise, so they decided to go sport fishing. So when they got there, the captain asked him, "What are we going to go fishing for?" He said, "We like croakers."
that's right up there, Bill. Richard, that's right up there with some of the rest of them that you told us. But I'm glad you shared it.
Well, as we head up to the harvest on our tomatoes. I can recommend.
Boy, everybody's thinking about tomatoes, aren't they?
Oh yeah. Well, you can get these little plastic clamshells in the grocery store, and just those are designed for preservation. And then you can also get these fabric food bags. And another great harvesting device at the farmer's market, you have these big strawberry baskets. And you can also, if you have a spare colander, that makes a pretty good storage device so the air can circulate.
Well, yeah, it's a very good thing, too, Richard, to wash out lettuce and other kind of greenery in those strawberry baskets with all those little holes in it.
Oh, yeah, and maybe someday you'll find a use for kale in that, too.
I'm coming around. I'm coming around on that.
Okay.
I had a little taste the other day at a place.
It all depends on how it's served.
Yeah, and but, just don't say the word in front of me. But.
well, I think
kale.
One of the final words on fixing rabbit was there was a Bugs Bunny cartoon where the king had fired Yosemite Sam because he couldn't cook hossen pepper. So Bugs Bunny inherits the job and serves the king a carrot, and the king says, "If I didn't know this was hossen pepper, I'd swear it was carrot."
Did you get all that, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can use that one with your rabbit jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We have a rabbit specialist with us here, Richard. So
well, you got to look. Look.
So we want to make sure she keeps that joke on the back burner.
Yeah, but she's going to name some of her rabbits Bunny and Clyde.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are a couple of folks in Chapel Hill that decide they'd start rabbit farming. It was a total failure. The rabbits were named Sam and Louie.
Yeah, there you go. That's very basic.
Yeah.
It's very basic.
Well, I stole that one from an old comedian, Sidney Spritzer.
Do you have these cataloged somewhere, Richard? Or
probably somewhere in the deep recesses.
Okay.
The urn of
not written
matter.
Down, in
deep,
other words.
Dark.
Recesses.
Well, I used to like recess.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, we're segueing all over the place here. You got anything else?
Well,
you got anything related to gardening? We haven't done a lot of that today.
Oh, yeah. Well, the
forgive us.
Tomatoes are doing really, really great. They're measured them last night. They're up to about 36, some of them 40 inches.
Blossoms? Got blossoms?
Oh, yeah, tons of blossoms.
Is Gerald still selling out of the farmer's market, or is he?
Gerald said he's going to secure from sales on May 15th or sooner whenever he sells out.
Yeah, he usually waits until he sells out. He's very practical.
Oh, yeah.
He stops when he sells out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm waiting, Richard, for I got some seed from Craig Houllier, the Rufus tomato.
Seed.
And Gerald is growing those for me. I think it should be about time to get them. So we're going to have all kinds of Rufus tomatoes floating
everything
around.
Everything Rufus.
And somebody says, are you a narcissistic person? I said, no, I just like tomatoes.
Well,
how do you like that word, Michael?
Narcissistic. Narcissistic, yeah.
Well, you can be, old Narcissus, he was a very self-centered individual.
That's right.
Isn't there a flower, Narcissus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keeps to itself.
There we go.
Well, anyway, y'all have a great one.
Richard, I hope you do too, man. I really appreciate
you. He's got some good ones today.
Excellent. We all followed him and everything. I'm always worried that I won't understand what you're saying, Richard, but because you're very technical.
Oh, okay.
But I get your jokes. Your jokes are very basic.
Well, basic is a virtue.
Basic is a virtue.
Well, y'all
and
have
I must be very virtuous because I am very basic from head to toe. Thank you, my friend.
All right, have a nice day.
Have a great one. We're at the Sanford Farmers Market. You can hear people laughing.
Yeah.
You're not laughing at Richard's joke, however.
I think they must have heard Richard.
Oh, me.
What a
but
character.
Michelle was laughing. So
she liked that Bugs Bunny one.
She's,
yeah.
She likes the sophisticated humor, I can tell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So wouldn't it be nice to see your garden flourishing free from nibbled leaves and trampled flowers with Imo's Garden Deer and, doth I say, rabbit repellent? Well, here it goes again. You can make that dream a reality. Imo's Garden repellents are made from natural ingredients, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution to your plants, the environment, and you. And the repellents are gentle on your garden, but tough on deer and rabbits. Poor rabbits, we're just giving them heck today, aren't we? Sending them elsewhere to eat. Imo's Garden repellents are long-lasting, too. No more constantly reapplying after every rainfall or watering. Imo's Garden provides protection that stands the test of time so you can spend more time enjoying your garden and less time worrying about critter invasions. They are available in ready-to-use sprays and cost-saving concentrates. There's even a granular animal repellent for deer, rabbits, and groundhogs. Imo's Garden repellents are available at local garden centers and hardware stores all over the Triangle area, including Stone Brothers and Bird in Durham and all the town and country hardware stores. So protect your garden today with Imo's Garden repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. Imo's Garden, your ultimate defense against garden pests. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF, 919-860-9783. We shall be back. Back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. We're in Sanford, beautiful Sanford. Rufus, you have a good friend. Please introduce him, because you have been praising him up and down this morning.
Well, he was the director of the Research Triangle Partnership in Government and did so many, many wonderful things to bring industry, good, clean industry to North Carolina. Go ahead and give him your Vitalix.
Thank you, Rufus. My name is Charles Hayes, and I was fortunate enough to be involved with the Research Triangle Regional Partnership for 20 years, from 96 to 2016. And it was an exciting time in the Research Triangle, as is now.
Yeah.
It's really, really been fascinating to be a small part of the things that happened. And Rufus is a big part of everything. He's always understates his and overstates other people. But anyway, thank you very much.
And Sanford was a big part of what you dealt with. Sanford has really taken off.
Yeah, basically a 50-mile radius of RDU was our world. And all of that area is just booming now. And Sanford, of course, is probably among the leaders in that. And they have good leadership here and other places, too. So that's what it takes.
And you bought some beautiful flowers. I've seen more people come out. There's some great flower growers around here.
I have
here.
A wife.
Yeah. Oh, were you a bad boy?
No.
You know that sunflower's going to get pretty big on there, don't you?
He's hoping it is.
This is a dwarf sunflower.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah,
but, I have some about 15, 20 feet tall. They like to smack me in the head.
Well, that's all right.
Well, I'll let you all go. Thank you very much,
Charles.
Thank you so much.
So, and thanks for all you did to your service in North Carolina.
You're mighty kind. Thank you, sir.
How about that?
See you, Charles.
Rufus, you know everybody.
The good people.
He knows the good people. That's right. Yeah, wow. People serving North Carolina. I mean, that was a big job he had.
Oh, he brought tons and tons of industry to North Carolina and with a great dedication and flair. And he seems to be enjoying life now. He's walked out here with a sunflower and all kinds of snapdragons.
Flowers. He said, I have a wife, so she likes flowers. I bet he does, too. Gosh, they are so pretty. A lot of snapdragons have come out of here. And do you ever try to grow snapdragons?
I have pots full of them right now. It's a great by the way, that's a wonderful over-the-winter plant that some people put your snaps in the fall with your pansies. They will last over winter, and they're beautiful right now. As soon as it gets hotter, though, they'll fade. You need to replace them with something else like sun patience or something like that. And that's a good segue. Pot gardening for flowers. Now's the time
Not actually pot gardening, but container gardening.
Container gardening. Pull out your old dead stuff. Go to someone like Phil Campbell's and get some sun patience. Impatience, not patient.
Right.
Impatience. Normally don't, they like shade, but there's a brand or variety, let's put it that way, called Sun Patience. And they're fabulous. They love the sun.
Yeah.
So now's the time to get your annuals out.
All right. So saith the great one. 919-860-9783. You're listening to the Weekend Gardener. And, Michelle, you from Carolina Town and Country. Michelle, you were talking about y'all carry Black Cow.
Yes, we do.
One of our sponsors. Great product. And I Must Guard.
I believe so. Yep.
Yeah. They have two great products. It seems, I mean, y'all sell rabbits and you sell I Must Guard, which repels rabbits.
We do.
It's a real quandary you've got going on right now.
Well, we sell cages for the rabbits, too.
So. Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah. Got all kinds of things going on there. Everything for pets, right? Everything. It sounds like our
exotic ones too.
Exotic ones.
They serve the zoo.
You got
here.
A giraffe in a backyard.
They eat hay, don't they?
They do. And then they get like herbivore pellets.
Oh my goodness!
You've had herbivore.
My God. That's wonderful stuff.
Of course.
It's just wonderful.
Of course, a little salad here, a little herbivore.
I feel my neck growing right now.
I'll have to bring you a little sample bag.
Oh, okay.
People are saying we're just so silly. Just silly, silly. Well, did you grow up in Denmark?
I did. So it's actually kind of funny because I was born here in the States. My mom and dad came over here, had me, and then went back. And we lived there until I was 8. And then we moved over here to stay.
Are they from Denmark, or do they have any heritage?
My mom is.
Because you look, I mean, I've been there, and I don't mean to stereotype people
no,
from that
okay.
part of the world. They're all beautiful. Yeah, so do you speak any?
I do. I speak Danish because my mom is Danish, and then my dad is Swedish, so I know all the curse words in Swedish.
My brother-in-law is grew up in Copenhagen, and has lived over here for many years now. So they got my sister-in-law and brother-in-law Jørn got married over here, but lived over there for a long time. So gosh, what a beautiful country! I only saw a little bit of Sweden. When we went to visit them, we went up to Hamlet's castle. And we saw Hamlet there at Hamlet's castle. The British troop was there.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, it was raining like crazy. I mean, it was just torrential rain. But we went across, took the ferry because this Christiansborg and Christiansburg or something. I don't know. I get them mixed up. But one of them's in Sweden. You go across, and Sweden's very close. We had dinner and came back and went to that play.
Ah.
That was 1987,
88. So, why didn't Michelle say something for us in Danish? Mike Raley is the greatest of all.
Well, Mike Raley doesn't really translate.
It doesn't in any language.
Mike Raley at best fight to.
Oh, okay. I got that. You got that went right straight.
Yeah. Succinct.
Yeah.
How about that? Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, no problem.
You've been a delight this morning. I appreciate it, you being on so much. Meredith, are you going to?
I can hop back on.
I wish you'd come join us okay. here a moment. Jason, do we need to take a break or are we okay? We're good. All right.
Okay.
So you've been running all over the place.
Yes, that is.
Meredith Favre is with us from the Extension Service, and Meredith, tell us again. I've tried to describe what you do with the Extension Service, because and the farmer's market is such a neat deal. Tell us.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love what I do. So I'm a local foods agent. So this is a kind of a newer agent for Extension. But what we do is we essentially help local foods in our county. So we're helping our new and beginning farmers get started with farming. We're helping our communities connect with food. So helping with farmer's markets like these, helping grocery stores connect with local producers as well. We're also helping people with food and nutrition. How do you prepare foods that are in season? How can I do this in a safe, delicious way? And then also, how can we reclaim maybe food waste that's being left in farmers' fields? So a lot of times, sweet potatoes, for example, they're mechanically harvested, but there's a lot of great sweet potatoes that are left behind. They're still good to eat. So how can we connect our folks who are more food insecure, our food pantries, with that local produce that otherwise would go to waste? And so I like to say I like to grease the wheels of our food system. I help things move a little bit easier in our county. And so I advocate for our local farms, help create opportunities like farmers markets, and help people connect with what's in season.
Well, Mary, speaking of sweet potatoes, I can tell you a byproduct comes out of Greene County Snow Hill. A vodka made out of sweet potato peelings.
How about that?
Love that.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
But there, yeah. Sweet potatoes are good for other things,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter, who worked for Congressman Bob Etheridge, went down to a gathering of his old staff. Lots of folks came down to his farm, and he gave them some sweet potatoes to take back home with them.
Great guy that had lunch with him last
week.
He's
just a stellar human being.
Well, Meredith, what? Tell me a way to get over something that I have a real bad spot about, kale. How's the best way to fix that that stuff called kale?
This is a recurring
that's edible
problem.
Yeah. Help me with that. You're a food specialist.
Yes. Kale is one of those wonderful leafy greens that everyone, at first glance, you're like, how do I actually eat this? Because it is a little chewy, right? But you can actually massage
it. I don't know.
Kale.
I don't fool with it.
Really?
It's not discriminating.
But you're going to get me into the mood.
Yes. Yeah. So kale, it's a wonderful leafy green. It's really good for you. And like all of us, it actually benefits from a massage. That helps it kind of be a little less tough.
Who would have thought?
Yep. So if
kind of massage the green.
Yes. That's the whole secret.
You've
I think that's what you've
wrong.
Been missing. Rufus, you've got to massage your kale.
Got to cozy on up to that kale.
Come here, baby. Come here, baby.
You know, like, you know, set some music, help it, like, get relaxed.
How
and then
about
you'll enjoy
that?
It more.
That is crazy. So what? So,
now, besides that, when you got everybody all excited, what else do you do with it?
Olive oil.
Olive
good.
Oil.
Really?
I loved pan fried. Yes. Yeah, so, like, you can do kale chips. You could actually pan fry it. It actually turns this bright, beautiful green when you're cooking it in the pan, and then it becomes more tender. So I like to put it in stir fries all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Fried. I mean, if you batter it, then fry it.
Have you ever heard of something called creasy greens?
Creasy greens. What is that?
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's kind of like turnip salad and
yeah.
They grow on the creek banks
greens.
Up home.
Okay.
And my friend Gerald Adams, who's a great grower, grew me a whole tray of creasy greens because I'd mentioned them so many times. It's a little bitty leaf thing. And I tried them sautéed, and they got a...
You did you fat back, or...
No, I did olive oil and Greek seasoning.
Real uptown.
And it sort of got real crispy. It was
You're an aristocrat.
Funny, oh, my gosh.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So now you know creasy greens.
I'll be on the
you can work that into a conversation somehow.
Yes.
This gentleman, have you ever heard of creasy greens?
My daughter's got a question. Yeah.
Come on over here. You come on over here.
Oh, boy.
That's all right.
Microphone.
Yeah, microphone. What is your question?
My question, I have a persimmon tree that I got. It was a bare root tree. And it started at the beginning of the season, little leaves growing on it, and looked good. And now my leaves are wilting, dying, withering away, and I don't know what I've done to offend this tree, but it is just passing away on me, and I don't know.
How tall is the tree?
About.
So it's very small, so it has a very small root system.
Okay.
And so it's not developed. Have you seen any holes about that size around, like a bowl could have gone in there and eaten some roots?
You know, I took some old leaves, leaf mulch, and put it around it. So if there were, I might not have seen it.
Okay.
I might need to move the
also,
leaves around.
Since the the roots are not well developed. It needs. Have you watered it a lot or not watered it much? Or
I have a sprinkler that goes for 30 minutes every morning, and it gets the whole garden area.
So just want
might be drowning it.
Might be drowning it. Everybody else loves it, but that's the only tree that's just giving out on me.
Yeah, it can. I mean, you can't overwater.
Okay.
I don't know that. Well,
what did Meredith think? That's a good question for Meredith, isn't it? What's wrong with her?
She's an insect person.
I'm an insect person.
Give it a try. Yeah.
But like y'all were saying, I think it might be a water issue. Okay. So if you use your finger and you stick your finger in the soil and just see if it's damp, if it's really saturated, then you could be overwatering. If it's dry, it depends on the soil you have too. You said, is it
sandy?
In a pot? Is it in a pot or is it
no,
in the ground?
No, it's in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty sandy soil in my area.
We got about 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. So if you haven't done one, do a soil test. Soil tests are great. You can use the Extension office for that. We can help you learn how to do it. If you haven't tested your soil, you could have kind of low nutrients, and maybe. It could be, you can learn a little bit more about what type of soil you have.
You still have some green leaves on it?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know how to describe it. It looks kind of like maybe it got sunburnt or maybe something like the leaves have kind of just withered away.
Well, that could either be too dry or too wet.
Okay.
Either.
Yeah, maybe I'll check out a soil test.
Yeah. Soil test and finger tests.
Yeah. Lay off the water.
Okay.
So much water.
Well, thank you.
See what happens with it. Maybe something will. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll be back after the news here on WPTF Weekend Gardener.